This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Too much of a pause between Mark and Schneidman on this one. Definitely. It's got to be a little closer. This is Mark Schneidman. So a little bit of, not quite a pregnant pause, but a little bit of a pause that almost makes it questionable if Mark and Schneidman are the same person. Could be a party line for all I know. Bye-bye.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. If not for you, I'd be talking to myself. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. God, Freddie again, 2 weeks in a row. Cousin Freddie from Long Island, he was on as a guest once or twice. I love that pregnant pause. And both of his voicemails, just extemporaneous. Today's guest, economist Mark Schneep, director of the California Economic Forecast. The effect of interest rates and deportation on housing, baby boomers, labor force, and California in general. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. First segment, we'll take a look at year to date. But first, as I've been doing for the last 120 weeks, I'm letting you know what the median price of what's in escrow, what's pending. And this week, for the week ending August 7th, 2026, we have 88 listings in escrow. Piano, keyboard, 88 keys. Median price, $2.6 million. Last week, it was 91 pending, and median price, $2,750,000, which is high. And before that, it was $2.6 million. Last year at this time, there were 72 pending listings and a median price of $2,525,000. So we are on a progression of more sales per week, indicated by more pending, 18.16 sales per week, single family homes averaging for the week ending August 7th, 2026, 18.16 sales per week. Last year, 17.22. Before that, 14.81. Before that, 13.5. 2022 was 18.6. So about what we have today. We don't even want to mention the unicorn year of 2021. 27.59 sales per week. And going back to 2015, it was in the 20s, 22 range. Days on market this year, year to date, we're median days on market is 16 days on market. And last year, it was 16 days on market. The year before that, it was 12. I don't have the year before that, which was 2023, but from memory, I think it was 10. So I, you know, you saw a little progression, but still 16 days on market is still very, very low for properties on the market, still selling. Now, median price year to date, $2.2 million. It's been there for a while. The first 6 months of the year, 2026, $2,212,500. So $2,212,500 for the first 6 months of 2026, averaging 18.42 sales per week. Now we're down 18.16 year to date, a little lower. Days on market was 16 and a half days on market median for the first 6 months. Now it's 16. So things are still selling. Are they selling as high as a price? Not quite, but we'll talk about that with Mark Schneep as well. Now, last year, of course, was off the charts for a few reasons. Montecito had many more sales, 105 sales year to date. This year, 84, which is higher than 2024 and 2023. Montecito only had 76 and 79 sales. So it's not as if Montecito is slouching this year, and a median price of $5,725,000 is in line with what it's been since 2022. Last year was $6 million, a little higher. And again, even without Hope Ranch and Montecito, median price a little lower this year. So, but last year was just off the charts, kind of an anomaly in the median price. So this year, $2.2 million. Now, looking at more stable years of the 2022, 2023, and 2024, those median prices year to date all went down by the end of the year. 2024 was $2,227,000 ended up at 2.2 million. And the second 6 months of 2024, it went down to 2,150,000. Again, 2,227,000. The second 6 months went down to 2,150,000. 2023 year to date, it was 2,250,000. And it went down to 2,160,000 second 6 months of the year. And 2022 year to date, it was 2,273,000. 2022 and the second 6 months ended up dropping to 1,950,000. So all three of those years was about 2,200,000 up to 2,220,000 range. So very consistent. And this year we're not too far off. We're a little lower. For some reason, I thought we would end up the year a little higher than 2.2, a little higher than 2,212,000, and maybe even higher than 2,223,850, which was 2023's median price. For some reason, I thought, based on looking at these pending median price pending, that we would go higher. But history all says I'm going to be wrong. What do you think? I'm prepared to be wrong. I took a look at the number of short sales and foreclosures, or bank-owned properties, I should say, REOs, real estate-owned, bank-owned properties, short sales when you can't pay off your loan, the value has gone down, so the bank agrees to let you pay short and you sell it. And we had two, one short sale and one bank-owned property this year, two out of 578 sales. And by the way, the 578 sales year-to-date equals the 578 sales in 2010. It's pretty funny. Now, since 2023, we've had more sales going up, up, up. But that's funny. 2010, back in the doldrum years, 2010, 2011, 2012, it was about one in four sales were distressed sales, short sales. 25% is just hard to believe. Okay, you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with my guest, Mark Schneep. And we'll talk about housing, interest rates, deportations, baby boomers, and the labor force. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.